88.5 KCSN. I'm Jeff Penfield, joined live in studio right now by Imelda May. Thank you so much for coming on by.
Thanks very much for having me and the boys.
Yeah, absolutely. Great sound, and love the new album, Life, Love, Flesh, Blood. And really, just kind of listening to it, for anybody who knows your history, it is a clear change for some people. But for me, this is going to sound a little weird. I remember when you did something similar for Michel Legrand and Silent Night on a Holiday album a few years back. And so really, this is not so much a change, but to a certain extent, it seems more like, you know, this is something that you've had in your, that you've had available to you. You just decided that this was the album that you wanted to present it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, I just wanted to do what I wanted, you know, and that's what you have to do, I suppose. Well, that's what I have to do, to be creative, to feel good, you know. I've always followed my heart and followed my gut instinct, even when, you know, when people tell me, oh, it's not the best thing to, you know, that's not what you should be doing, not you know, music-wise. And that, I've always ignored all of that and just gone with my instinct. And on this album, yeah, I'm getting a lot of people saying it's a change, and it does seem on the surface of it, yeah, it does. It seems like, because I was pigeonholed into this kind of little rockabilly box that maybe I put myself in as well, I don't know, but I always pushed that, and I added punk and all kinds of stuff to it. And other albums like Knock 1-2-3 and Kentish Town Waltz, I've always toyed with everything. I started singing blues and country and punk and all kinds of stuff, you know, swing. And I've always listened to everything, and roots music, I suppose, is my thing. And I just dipped into all of those on this album, rather than just go for one or two kind of styles. And most people have a varied, you know, collection and taste in music. Me too, of course. I can't soak up enough of it. And so I just wanted to, you know, tap into all of the music that I loved for this album, and not have a plan when I was writing, not know what album I was going to write, and just feel it as opposed to think it. And then that's how I wrote this whole album.
Getting one kiss closer to kill, my resistance to your kind of thrill. Let me on your lips, let me know that you're real. Can't commit this crime, can't ignore. You got my love staying high on the floor, so I surrender. Can't take it no more. I got a sixth sense, baby, about you and me. I pretend not to wanna, but it's haunting me night and day. Yeah, I got a sixth sense, baby, about you and me. I'm damned if I show up, but I can't shake this feeling away. Just can't shake it away. When you touch me, rub-a-dub-dub, you got my mind in the gutter of love. Down on my knees, I can't get enough. I swear I saw you once in a dream. Jumped out a window, we kissed in the sea. Yeah, we were good in my fantasy. I got a sixth sense, baby, about you and me. I pretend not to wanna, but it's haunting me night and day. Yeah, I got a sixth sense, baby, about you. I show up, but I can't shake this feeling away. Just can't shake it away.
With T-Bone as your producer, you know, what did you kind of appreciate most about his style when he was working with
T-Bone?
You?
Oh, T-Bone's amazing. He's his style. I'm a fan of his work, yes, and his style. And I wanted that. I was thinking that it, you know, we'd fit well together. I was hoping we would, and. Mm-hmm. And we did, I think, you know. He has that beautiful, classy, velvet sound with a, you know, a kick-ass edge to it, which is right up my street. There's a certain amount of darkness and beauty, and that's what I wanted. I was saying to him, like, you know, I want this to sound like almost could be on a David Lynch movie or something, you know. And that's, he does that so well. But to work with him and to watch how he works, he sets everything up really well. He thinks very carefully. So by the time you get into the studio to record, it's right, you know. He thinks about who's going to be on it. He wanted to use his musicians. And I said, fine, I'm happy to try. And Jay Bellarose plays with drums, who plays with everybody. And Zach Dawes, who plays with Mini Mansions and Last Shadow Puppets. He was on bass. And Mark Rebo on guitar, genius Mark Rebo, and he picked them very well musically, and I think he takes everything into consideration, personality and that where we were going to be, and it was set up. On the sound engineer Jason Warmer, it was phenomenal, and we just all got on well. I met the band the morning of recording. We had no rehearsal or anything, and they just got some of my demos, and we recorded 15 songs in 7 days. And
wow.
Just not because we were forcing it to have this amount done by that time. We just went with the flow, and it was just really, really, it was just a wonderful time in my life. And I thoroughly enjoyed it. And I love T-Bone to bits. And he's creative and intelligent and interesting and careful and wild all at the same time.
I pick a bag up, praying for your name to pop up, telling me that you're still in love with me. No matter how hard I hope, no matter how much I want, no matter how bad I'm broke, you still don't call me. You've taken all the time you need. If I love, if I love, if I love means anything, baby, please call, 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 call me. Can't sleep, I'm scared to dream. I'm remembering everything that you said to me when I was yours and you were mine. I didn't have to wait all night for you to call, 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 call me. You've taken all the time you need. If I love, if I love, if I love means anything, baby, please call, 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 call me. Taken all the time you need. If I love, if I love, if I love means anything, baby, please, baby, please, ooh, 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 call, 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 call me. If I love, if I love, if I love means anything, baby, please call, 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 call me.
Usually when someone, you know, on my end sees, oh, Jeff Beck's playing on a track, you think you're going to hear shredding guitar. What was that like approaching him and saying, you know what, I want this kind of, it's on Black Tears specifically. Mm. What was it like approaching him and kind of saying, you know what, I want you to come on this album and I want you to do, you know, this kind of guitar work. What was that like?
Oh, no, I didn't need to do that with Jeff. Jeff knows exactly what's needed. On any one track, he knows exactly how much or how little to give. He's fabulous. And I worked with Jeff quite a lot over quite a few years now, and we've become really good friends. I love him dearly. Mm-hmm. And he's always been a great supporter of mine and helped me out, you know, before things kicked off, he was in there, you know, he'd turn up at gigs and stuff. And so it just felt right for me. It felt full circle in a way for me to have him on an album that meant so much to me. And I, you know, I wasn't thinking, oh, Jeff Beck is a big famous genius, I'd like him on my album to you know, it was more as a person, really personal thing, because it was a personal album. I thought, he's been so kind to me and I'd love him to play on this, just to have my friend. And I knew he'd do such a beautiful job. And I sent him a couple of songs and I asked him to pick which one he wanted. I sent him maybe three or four songs, actually, hoping that he'd pick Black Tears. And he did. And he said, that's the one I want. And then I'd come over here to record, and then I went to England to sit and record with him. And he just killed it, you know. It just my heart.
Black tears. One will fall for every good year. face inside. I'm dying, outside I'm crying black tears. Your kiss killed me on the night as your lips left a bitter taste inside. I'm dying, outside I'm crying black tears. How did it all go wrong? We seem to have it all, but now it's broken, and I'm running, and I'm scared. So I pray to God above, 'cause it's a sin when we don't love. It's so quiet. Outside I'm crying black tears. Oh.
Life, Love, Flesh, Blood is the new album from Imelda May. She's live here in studio. Thank you again so much for coming on by.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. And I've really enjoyed it. And I'm really glad to be here. Thank you very much for taking the time.
Thank you again. It's 88.5 KCSN.
Wash me in water. The flows from your side. Bathe me in blood that they gave when you died. Carry me over to the other side. When it's my time, Lord, when it's my time. But until then, can you hold my hand? Don't know what I'm doing, and I don't understand. Help me, I'm calling your name. Oh, hold me close. My pain. life is hard and love's the same. Know what I hide from my guilt and my shame. But could I just lay my head upon your breast? Oh, but don't let me die. No, no, no. Just let me rest. Oh, oh. But I'm not the worst. Yes, I'm a sinner, but I'm not the last or the first. Deep down inside, oh, you know that I'm good, and I just done the best, Lord, done the best that I could. My time.